Good morning, Wisconsin. Morning, world. It's a new day. Thanks for kicking it off with us here at WFHR. Got your host, James J. behind the mic. I am joined by our head of news, our co-host, Melissa K.
Good morning.
And the best listeners in radio. Thanks for joining us, everybody. We appreciate the company. Good things coming up for you. We're going to get into some entertainment a little bit later. We've got the top Christmas traditions we might ditch if we could, or maybe tinker with a little bit.
Evolve.
Yeah. All that coming up for you. But we're kicking off the 9 o'clock hour in the right way. We are got a new chamber member with us. We are talking with Heart of Wisconsin chamber members from Grace. They are the Greater Rapids Area Churches for Ecumenism. We have with us Reverend Beth Habhager from the Wisconsin Rapids Moravian Church. Reverend Beth, good to have you here with us.
Good to be with you.
Thank you for being here. And we have Reverend Kate West from the First Congressional United Church of Christ. Reverend Kate, thanks for being here.
Good to be here.
I always do that. I apologize. I really do. I don't mean any of them.
You're totally fine.
It is great to have you guys here today. Appreciate the time. Real quick, before we get into the Blue Christmas worship, I always like to take this time with you all with us to explain what Grace is and to explain the work that you guys are doing. Beth, would you want to take that on?
Sure. I serve as the president of this group. The Greater Rapids Area Churches for Ecumenism came out of the pandemic when the ecumenical clergy group that was in town stopped meeting and just really didn't reform in any way. And it's a group of churches, and any church in the community is welcome to be a part of it. It's generally the pastor as the representative for the congregation, but if the pastor's unable to be there, we'll take any representative. And we work together to help meet the needs of the community. The hope is that if there were to be, unfortunately, something like what happened in Madison yesterday to happen in our community, that we would be able to quickly respond together. We have seen the need to help pay down school food service debt in our local school districts so that our seniors can walk and receive their diplomas to get themselves on a good foot to start that next chapter of their life. And so that's been a big push for what we do.
We know that, especially in rural communities, I don't know that I've ever, and I've lived in a lot of places, I don't know if I've ever lived in one like this, but in most rural communities, your churches are oftentimes the ones that step up in times of need. And we see this quite a bit, and certainly locally here in all of our surrounding areas. But I don't believe that I've seen something like this, an organization come together like this, where joining forces, if you will. It is the a religious Voltron. It is. It is really cool. I'm not trying to make light of anything. I'm trying to really just celebrate this because I think it's quite unique. As somebody who comes from a Jewish and Catholic family, this is right up my alley. This is just perfect. And I think that our community, it deserves this. It's nice to see. And I appreciate the idea of reaching and putting the olive branch out there to anybody else who would like to be a part of Grace. I think that's a beautiful thing, too. And you guys, in a short amount of time, have already done some great work in this area.
Yeah, we started 2 years ago with a walk-a-thon kind of thing called Walk Off Debt, and it's something that we're trying to do annually, and people can walk and donate money. This year we tried to get sponsors, so if you walked, you didn't have to do an entry fee, but you tried to find people who might be willing to donate to the cause, and we've raised over $2,000 so far this year for that. And we've got another event coming up. Kate can tell us a little bit more about that. It's coming up in February.
Yeah, we're going to do a tribute night at Two Doors Down Brewery on Sunday, February 23rd from 2 to 4. There's no entry fee to come and play trivia, but we'll have some silent auction items and just general donations and those types of things. So we're excited to just get together, have a little fun, but also, make sure folks can graduate too.
Yeah, which is wonderful. And a really a great tie-in to education trivia. I like that. I like that a lot. I will say on that night, I'm on Beth's team because I went to 1 hour of Sunday school. I don't know.
It's
general knowledge.
Yeah, it's not just going to
be church related.
It's not
religious
trivia.
Sure. Thought I'd tee up for that a little
bit.
Well,
thank you.
That's a really fun idea. That's a really cool idea. That's right.
Yeah.
And I love the idea. This is something actually I'm sorry, real quick. Melissa, they got their headphones on so they can hear you. Okay. Reggie White, Reverend Reggie White, I should say, obviously huge name in this state and everything. I actually heard a great story about him from Leroy Butler about how Reggie was really trying to get the players to listen, to hear him, and they're just acting like knuckleheads, and they're not listening and everything. And Leroy told him, well, Reggie, you keep asking them to come to the church. You got to go to meet them.
Right.
And so Reggie, who doesn't drink, doesn't go to bars or anything like that, went and spent a good night, you know, a good couple of hours at the bar with the guys and everything. Mm-hmm. And the Packers went on to win the Super Bowl. Like, it's... I'm not saying one has to do with the other, but it does...
Doesn't hurt.
It doesn't hurt. And it really it does speak to what you guys are, believe in around here and everything, mm-hmm. In reaching out to people and meeting people halfway and such of that. I think that's beautiful. And we don't see enough of that, I think. It's a cool thing.
Well, the word ecumenism itself means coming together in God's name. So it's putting aside the denominational differences of how we worship and how we run our congregations mm-hmm. and denominations to just focus solely on our relationship with God. And so it's coming together in God's name to worship God and to support God's people.
And there's no better time to come together than in times of need. Mm-hmm. It's why we have community. It's why we have each other. And we have an event coming up this Thursday that really speaks to that, Beth.
Yes, it's a Blue Christmas service, and it's one I've been a part of since I've been in the community, and it's one that the Grace Group has now kind of taken up, and it will be at different congregations, different years. But the whole point is that, you know, even though this is supposed to be the most wonderful time of the year, even during the holidays, some people experience loss, some people are experiencing financial struggles and other issues that are going on, especially after what happened yesterday, that it's good to have a space to be able to claim that, to claim the struggles that we have, the grief that we have, and know that there is still hope, because that child was still, at least in the Christian faith, we believe that the child was still born. And so this is a chance for people to come together and to just... And this year's service is different. It's a Taze service.
Yeah, so there's not going to be like a sermon. Technically, it's my turn to preach, and I'm like, sweet, I have an extra day off.
Yes.
But yeah, so Taze is about more quiet reflection. So we'll have some songs that we'll sing as a group. There'll be scripture readings and some poetry and time for quiet reflection. But it's not going to be loud and super busy. It's just going to come as you are. If you need to stay and you need to have a quiet place to be with others, great. If you need a place to be with others and you need to cry and have prayers, all the clergy that are participating are available after the service to pray with people one-on-one or in small groups, if whatever your people are comfortable with. And so it's going to be at St. John's Episcopal Church across the street from the post office at 6:00. It's also nice because it falls on the longest night as well. So it's our shortest day, our longest night. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think it's really important for us to be able to come together and have this moment to just kind of sit there and say, even us clergy, I think we're all, you know, getting tired.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
It's hard to, you know, sit there and smile through it all, you know, and so we're being authentic. And I think that's what we need, is more people to show up authentically as they are.
Mm-hmm. It goes so far nowadays that to be relatable and making people comfortable in a situation like that. My dad and I talked quite a bit about the Blue Christmas this year. And while we've talked about it in years past, we've never thought about attending before. But this is a year that we've kind of been feeling it from loss mm-hmm. of ourselves and mm-hmm. lost ourselves, like many out there. And one of the things that held him back at first was, well, Jimmy, I'm not that religious. Like, Dad, that's not a requirement.
No,
they're not checking cards at the door, man. They're not, you know, it's okay. And he really, like, honestly, his shoulders, like, literally went back when I said that. Like, he really felt that. And I think that's important for people to know, as well as it is if anybody wants to celebrate, all comers.
Yep. And these events are never about trying to recruit people to become a Christian or to become a part of one of our congregations. It's simply an opportunity for us to gather together around a common goal.
Yeah, recruitment's next year. No, I'm kidding. I'm joking. But it is a beautiful thing to be able to bring to the community, Beth. And it is, I think, one of the better examples that I've seen in my life of taking pain and doing something good with it. Mm-hmm. It's one of the greatest things human beings can do, and I admire it. I think it's a really beautiful thing to be able to bring to our community.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And if I could just say, I know that oftentimes, especially this time of year, we get so busy, but it's important to give grief its space. Mm-hmm. And I think that that's it sounds like that's what you guys are doing as well, is just allowing a space for grief to be.
Absolutely. And the understanding that there is no timeline to grief. Mm-hmm. I've used an image with friends and family. I lost my mother 16 years ago, and grief isn't something you get over, but it becomes a companion you travel with. Mm-hmm. And it's more pronounced at some times and less pronounced at other times. So this is a chance to just recognize that this companion is there and give it its space, and then allow that to be something that maybe pushes you through to be able to find the joy again.
Because if we don't acknowledge the grief, it doesn't go away.
Correct.
It just builds.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And it doesn't even have to be about, loss of loved ones or friends or family. It can be loss of jobs and housing and all those other types of things, too. Because let's face it, post-pandemic, we're all still trying to figure this stuff out. Mm-hmm. And nobody knows what this is going to look like and what tomorrow is going to bring. And so, it's not just about, a physical death or those types of things. It's about all of the spiritual deaths that we go through. It's about all the personal loss and stuff that we're all just trying to get through this day.
And possibly even loss of relationships, considering the political climate that we've been in the last several years.
So true.
I would personally like to come and grieve the loss of my waistline.
It's understandable.
You are more than welcome to come do that.
My sanity. I don't know where it went.
My energy.
I want to say somewhere in April, I think I misplaced it. I appreciate this event, and I want to remind everybody the event is going on this Thursday. It will be at St. John's Church over at 320 Oak Street in Wisconsin Rapids at 6 o'clock. You can meet them there. Especially with our population having a larger senior population and some of that, if people have trouble getting there or anything, encourage people to reach out to our cab companies or a neighbor, somebody like that, maybe even the ADRC or something, because we want all the people to attend, and that is a part of our population that I feel like could really use this event as well. Keep in mind also that Grace is there 24/7. If you're not unavailable, you're working that night or something like that, that there are other opportunities. You reach out and have that support, because it's there for you.
Mm-hmm. And we have a Facebook page that you can check when we promote many of our events there, and our congregations will promote some things that they have going on in their churches as well. And it's the Greater Rapids Area Churches for Ecumenism is the Facebook page.
Yeah. Appreciate the time, you two. Thank you so much. Beth, is that the best way to get in touch with Grace, through the Facebook page?
Either that or contact any of the churches that are there. You can. I think there's an email there as well. I can't remember off the top of my head what it is, but it's listed on the Facebook page, and I can get that to you so that can be included in the notes.
We appreciate the time, you two, and greatly appreciate everything that you're individually, your churches individually, and of course Grace together are doing for the community. We appreciate you. Thank you.
Thanks so much.
We'll talk again real soon.
All right.
Again, Blue Christmas worship taking place this Thursday at 6 o'clock over at St. John's Church at 320 Oak Street, right here in Wisconsin Rapids. Melissa and I will be back with more show coming up on The Morning Show at WFHR. Welcome back, everybody. Morning Show at WFHR. Melissa and James hanging out with you.
Thanks. And Seth's got his job back.
We appreciate you joining us, everybody. Welcome back to The Morning Show.
Nothing like a little Christmas jazz.
Yeah, I love it. I am such a sucker for that. Big thank you to our friends over at Grace. That was a lot of fun. That was a great conversation. Do appreciate Reverend Beth and Reverend Kate for joining us. That was wonderful. Mm-hmm. Be sure to find Grace's Facebook page. Subscribe to that. Keep up to date on all the good work they're doing.
Yeah. And head over for the Blue Christmas on Thursday. I think it'll be a wonderful ceremony. Or, time just to be.
Mm-hmm. And I believe the more the merrier. It could never be more true. Mm-hmm. With that one. We got some entertainment news to touch on. Got some local things we want to get to. But first, want to touch on a couple of more nation stories. Red One, the movie that just came out over the weekend, had a pretty mediocre box office run. The critics didn't really like it that much, but fans seemed to. But it has been a gigantic hit on Amazon.
Really?
It attracted 50 million viewers worldwide in its first weekend, which was the biggest debut for an Amazon MGM Studios movie on Prime. I did not mean to contribute to that. Yeah. I honestly did not. I did not.
But you did.
I did. Yeah. Yeah. Amazon has said from the beginning that box office wasn't the most important thing for Red One. The plan was to put it out in theaters with a huge marketing push, which was ultimately paid for with box office receipts. So they kind of moved this around, moved the money around to make this happen. So by the time it hit Amazon, it already had a ton of basically free advertising, which worked out given the weekend streaming numbers. And, just for noteworthy, Red One is still in theaters, so it's still making money there, too.
I just hope that they don't replace, going to the theater live with just streaming stuff.
Yeah. I think that this one of the mistakes that could be made, and I'm already hearing rumblings of, is the idea that this could be a precedent. Mm-hmm. Like most things in life, this is a unique situation. That you have a unique year where people are really burnt out, and not everybody wants to people. Not everybody is up for that, and especially if you know that you're going to be peopling very soon for the holidays.
Yeah.
So maybe you want to check out a movie and you want something holiday-like. Maybe you want something that's Christmassy, but not the story that you've seen 100 times already. And boom, there you go. You have you got a bunch of pretty faces, recognizable names, and all this works out. Now, next year when they try this again, because they will, and it's not just Amazon. Apple, all of them will try something like this next year. If it doesn't work or if it does work, these are some of the factors. And the holidays are gigantic for this because they're going to try this in summer. They're going to try this in spring. They're going to try this at other times. And I don't know that they're going to get the numbers that they want.
Well, at least not where, it's cold out. If we have an excuse to not leave our house, we're going to take it.
Exactly. Yeah, I do think that it's interesting, and look, anything that kind of really gets to what do people want? That's that's what the entertainment is supposed to be all about. It's not about numbers. It's not supposed to be about any of those other factors or selling things or advertising. It's supposed to be about what do people want and entertaining them. And if what people want is a mix of it coming to home and also being in the theaters, finding that right balance along with the right stories to tell.
Yeah, yeah, that's an important thing, too, because you definitely aren't going to... There's something about going to the theater for a bigger movie. Mm-hmm. Like, I would be far more inclined to go see a space opera in the theater than I would a movie like Red One.
Yeah. I think the expectations, too, are something that they've got to really work on, because the overhyping of movies just doesn't do anybody any good, especially the filmmakers and the people that make them.
Well, no, because you come out of it going, well, they had all the good scenes in the trailer.
Yeah, yeah. That's a
glad I spent $20 on this.
That's a sneaky good sneaky thing that that those that are good at are masters at, and then everybody else is just trying to figure out like how to make the right trailer, how to make a good trailer. This is an interesting art that one is. I thought this one was really interesting, Melissa. If you enjoy visiting movie locations and you can afford a trip to Austria, the castle from The Sound of Music should be on your list.
Oh, really?
It's called Schloss Leopoldskron, and it's at Salzburg, Austria, and it's a hotel now.
Really?
Yeah, it's a hotel. It has 10 outdoor scenes were filmed on the grounds, but no interiors were. So that part's going to be a little different. Of course, the legend Julie Andrews returned to the estate to film the 1987 holiday special, The Sound of Christmas, with Placido Domingo and John Denver. I seem to vaguely remember that one.
I never saw it.
She came back again a decade ago for a feature included in a 50th anniversary DVD edition as well. But that is pretty darn cool.
It is cool to, especially for something as iconic as The Sound of Music. Because that was, I don't know, it's one of my childhood favorite films.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't think you're alone on that one. I think a lot of people can relate to that. And I will say one thing that always stood out to me about that movie is the scenery, is the location. So much of that is just... Julie Andrews is Julie Andrews. You're never gonna. There's nothing in any movie that'll ever top her. If she's in it, that's it. But next to that, I thought was the location, and obviously the classic scene of her spitting on the hills and everything. You know, nowadays they might green screen something like that or whatever. They took the team there. They went and filmed it there. That was the. I think that this movie isn't nearly the classic it is without those added touches.
Oh, absolutely. Well, and I had to go to the website and look at this. The list of other movies that were also filmed in the hotel it's a big list.
I didn't get to see that. Ooh, I didn't even know that was there.
There's not all of them are American films.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
But a lot of them, there's several that are Christmas related. Silent Night, A Song for the World. That's an Austrian TV movie. Please, Madam. A music video, 12 Dates of Christmas, an American television series from 2019.
Wow. Yeah. That is really cool. I didn't know any of that.
Quite a few more.
It is.
Not all of them in English.
I got to be honest, though. I want to visit this place, but in spring. I'd much rather, I have a hard time with Wisconsin cold. I don't know how I'd handle their cold.
And the settings from the movie, you wouldn't recognize them in the winter, for sure.
Yeah, it does look beautiful, though. It really is a cool, especially if you have the opportunity, you know, to tour to do fun things like this, you know, to travel, and you're looking for something unique to do. Well, that's a pretty cool one.
It would be. And if you're in Austria, why not?
Yeah, go for it. Yeah. wanted to touch on some, shameless promotion. It's a shameless promotion part of the entertainment section, where we touch on things that we've got going on. And one of them is happening tomorrow night. I will be guesting on Pete Schwabba's Nightlight.
Oh, cool.
Join us from 6 to 8 tomorrow, on the Civic Media app, because we're going to be here at WFHR, of course, I'm on the show, and we're not playing it. We will have Coach's Hour, Wisconsin Hockey Hour for you.
There you go.
But if you're not interested in that, maybe check out on your Civic Media app our friends over at Nightlight. Pete was nice enough to invite me on, and not just that, I should let everybody know, Pete's asked me about 3 times to be on the show and has not taken no for an answer, and I really appreciate that. That was very cool of him. He didn't have to do that. He asked once.
Guy.
That's a nice move, you know, but to keep asking, that means something. I appreciate it. And it's going to be a lot of fun.
And you'll have fun on the show. It will be fun.
Yeah, it's going to be a blast.
And if you want to catch both, you can always get one of them on podcast.
Yes, yes. Keep that in mind, everybody.
Because all of our shows are available in podcast form on civicmedia.us. Go under shows and you will find all of our past episodes.
And a reminder that tonight is the final night of auditions for Wisconsin Rapids Community Theater's Arsenic and Old Lace.
Yeah, I heard they had really good turnout last night.
Yeah, and we want a good turnout tonight, everybody. Tonight's the last night. Meet us over there at 6:30. Auditions are taking place at the Centralia Center, right at the WRCT Theater.
Yeah, I'm excited to see the cast for this, and I can't wait to see the performance. This is one of the shows that kind of sparked my love of theater because my grandma played in it.
Yeah, I hear you. It's one of my all-time favorites. There are dream roles for me, and then there are roles that I just, you know, I don't think dream really puts it in the place. Mortimer is one of those for me. And this show, just I cannot think of see the name, think about it, not think about my Nana, not think about her and how much her and I love this movie and love the play. It's going to be such a good production. Stephanie is an amazing director. She's going to do a great job.
I can't
wait
to see what she does with it. It'll be fun.
And it's a nice size cast, everybody. So we want a bunch of people. We need a good turnout at auditions. Come on down.
That's right. And if you don't want to be on stage, you could be backstage, you could be front of house. There are so many options and so many ways you can become part of the theater family. So that's really what it is.
And we've got a great pregame for that. You want to loosen up, you want to get ready for auditions or get ready to come down and have some fun. I cannot think of a better way than joining us for a live edition of Community Stories with Melissa Kay.
Tonight is our very first, live Community Story show. And we want the kids to call in. We want them to bring their Christmas wish lists and share with the very special guest we're going to have tonight, Miss Holly. She is going to be available to take Christmas wish lists and get them directly to Santa. I've even heard that she's going to have the elves on special like assignment to get going on these gifts like right away.
Nice, nice. Yeah. Oh yeah. Man.
No, we got a real get. We couldn't quite get Santa, but we got the next best thing.
We really did. Yeah. we're hooking people up. We are taking care of you tonight. Join us for the Elf Call Center. Santa's Elf Call Center tonight.
Yes. So have that number ready. It's 715-424-2600. From 5 to 6, you can call in and we'll get those Christmas wish lists on air.
We cannot wait. It's going to be a lot of fun, everybody. We will take a quick time out, check in with our news and sports and our partners. And we'll come back and we're talking Christmas traditions. Maybe we want to take her with. We'll see.
All right.
It's coming up on the morning show here at WFHR. Welcome back, everybody. Morning show at WFHR. Just cannot cut off Sarah McLachlan. I can't do it. We appreciate you joining us, everybody. Thanks so much for being here. We got fun things lined up for you. We'll wrap up the show talking about some local events. Got some good stories of the day for you. But right now, you know, especially in the heart of the holiday season and everything, and we're all about traditions and whether they're personal family traditions or just, you know, national traditions, ones that we've celebrated for decades and everything. But some people, you know, especially younger people, have been looking at either modernizing or even, you know, ditching some of our heavy hitters, some of these big traditions. A poll asked 2,000 Americans which major Christmas traditions they'd be open to not doing anymore. And I thought that was an interesting list. And more interesting, I want to hear from all of you. 715-424-2600.
Or one button dialing with that Civic Media app you've got.
You know, it's good practice, everybody. It's good practice.
Right,
whether
so you can get in on that Christmas grown-up wish list to win contest.
You know, you want to make sure
that I can't participate in.
Or so that you can maybe join us for the Elf Call Center tonight and everything.
Yeah,
so
that's right.
Now, on this list, as far as traditions that we would be open to letting go.
I'm here for this list, James. Let's do this.
The number one thing on there was giving gifts. People would be okay getting rid of giving gifts on Christmas.
Yes and no.
I feel the same way. I'm a little encouraged by that, and I'm also kind of like, well, I mean, I don't necessarily want to take that away from kids. I don't want to, you know.
Right. But,
I don't think that there's any problem with that.
And I think it's okay for it to evolve over time. You know, I mean, it definitely evolved in my family. My mom was a huge gift giver. She loved giving gifts, and oftentimes they were handmade. One year she made us all slippers. One year she made us all sweaters. I mean, she really went over and above, which is obviously not necessary for everybody. But, you know, over time we went to, okay, maybe we don't everybody get everybody gifts. Let's exchange names. So you only have to bring one gift. Or, you know, let's have the kids exchange names and the rest of us will do an ornament exchange or, you know, something like that. It's also okay for the gift giving to evolve.
Yeah. I don't know how it happened or if I was just born this way, but I learned early on in life one of my love languages is gift giving. And that doesn't mean buying everybody a sports car. when you don't have anything really growing up, things mean a little bit more.
And it might be a dandelion, but it's still a gift.
On that level, for years, my sister, my brother, and I would get my mom a poinsettia tree or a poinsettia plant. You know, they weren't that expensive, but she just light up every single time. Every year it was like we had never done it before, and it just loved it. And I think that it's one of the ways of showing people that you're thinking of them when they're not around. It's a fun thing to do, but it's also, I think, again, with context and, you know, understanding and some
And it has to be, you know, you shouldn't feel pressured to do it if you can't afford to or don't want to. I mean, those are all things that matter as well. It just because it's tradition or you shouldn't feel pressured to participate in it.
Yeah. Sending Christmas cards was also on the list.
Yeah, I've only done that a couple of times.
Yeah, I honestly haven't done that much in my life personally, but it's certainly, you know, my mom or anybody else that has done that.
I love getting them, though.
Yes, that's the thing. Do love getting them. People may not enjoy sending them so much, but yes, getting them. next
time. I mean, they have made it easier than ever to do it.
Very true.
You know, with the printed photo cards that you can get now. I mean, you can get them anywhere and online. Those are great. And I love seeing people's pictures throughout the year.
Ugly Christmas sweaters next on the list.
Well, that's just become so commercialized. It's not even real anymore.
Yeah. Yeah. I am okay if it is a true ugly sweater. If your partner looks at you, oh my God, like, you know,
I can't believe you're going out the door in that.
Then you got the right thing on. Then that's a true ugly sweater. Mm-hmm. But I mean, there's a lot of them out there. I tried to find like a couple of different ones, and every one of them were too cool looking.
You got to make your own. You got to take an old ratty sweater and like just attach stuff to it.
Yeah, that's the way to do it.
Mm-hmm. I saw an advertisement the other day for ugly tennis shoes, ugly Christmas tennis shoes. I'm like, oh, please, no. No. Just, let's not make this the new next
really tried.
Ugly sweater thing.
And they already have that. They're called Crocs. I'm joking. I'm kidding. Secret Santa gift exchanges. That's also on the list. I don't know.
Those are usually like, you can choose to participate or not.
Yeah. I like them. I think they're kind of fun. As long as, you know, I have worked at the businesses before where you do have that one person that just has to kind of outdo everybody and spends like way too much on the gift and everything. But outside of that, I think it's a lot of fun. I think, you know, you can have fun. And it's a great way to bond with your teammates and everything.
Sure. Unless you hate everybody you work with.
That part could be difficult. Then it could be a little difficult, yes. You just get everybody cold.
There you go.
The rest of the top 10 are watching Christmas movies, Elf on a Shelf, Christmas lights, things like that. And they also asked people to rank some of the new traditions they'd swap in or they'd like to incorporate more.
Okay.
Like spending all day in your pajamas. I don't
100%
know.
100% yes.
I don't know who's getting to do that, but more power to you. You live your life. You do you.
In your pajamas.
That is awesome. Yes. Focus on quality time together instead of gifts, decorations, and meals.
Yeah. That's kind of what my siblings and I have moved to now. It's not about the gifts. It's just about time spent together.
Agreed. It's a very similar thing with our family. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Taking a vacation.
Yeah. If you can afford it, by all means.
Again, more power to you, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Having a themed Christmas, like Tropical Christmas or Christmas in Pajamas.
That could be fun. We kind of did that some years because Christmas is so close to Thanksgiving and the traditional meals are very similar for both. So, like, my mom was like, let's have Mexican food themed Christmas this year. So we did, like, tacos and her famous taco hot dish and... Yeah.
I love this. I have never heard of this, to be honest. I have never heard of it, and I love it immediately. I am going to immediately try to get my, not this year, that's asking a little much, but next year, Simpsons Christmas.
There you go.
That's what I'm going for. I am being told by my family, they're laughing at me. They are laughing at me. That is not going to happen.
And your mother already bought you a blue beehive for you to wear.
Don't.
So you could be Marge. I mean, she is the tallest one in the family.
It's true. And fifth on the list here, go on a quiet personal retreat or a vacation without your family, which seems to be the opposite of the season, but okay. All right.
You know, it just kind of depends on your situation.
Yeah, I suppose. The rest of the top 10 are a big breakfast instead of a big dinner. Ooh, kind of like that.
Yeah, actually, that's kind of what my mom would do some years.
A tradition that we still do to a degree, but don't do nearly as deeply as we used to, spending the day volunteering.
That's a good one.
Earliest Christmas memories is us leaving, and I thought we were going to go to my grandmother and grandfather's house, and we were actually leaving early so that we could go to a soup kitchen. And joking with my dad and the people that were coming through the line and everything, should we be switching places? It was a beautiful. I feel like it happened yesterday. That honestly is one of those things. I don't know that until you're doing it, you really understand how good it can feel.
Yeah.
And especially to parents out there, when you have your kids do these things, it can create a lifetime of that child doing good and wanting to put into their community and working with nonprofits and so many of these things.
And having empathy for people who have, you know, a harder time.
Yeah. Only DIY gifts are allowed for Christmas. That's a good idea. I like that.
Everything from IKEA.
And anybody getting a gift from my father, good luck. Good luck. My dad is Dr. Frankenstein with construction materials. Like that, okay. He is with wood. He is Dr. Frankenstein with wood. He will. You need a table, and you're going to get a table, but you've never seen a table like what he puts together.
So it sounds like what I should be getting your dad for Christmas this year is a roll of duct tape, a box of popsicle sticks, and some Q-tips.
Melissa, he would probably cry. He would probably be like, "This is so beautiful." I like the. There's also friends only Christmas or just family Christmas. There are also handwritten letters of gratitude instead of gifts. There's a lot of fun ideas out there.
Mm-hmm. There are. And there's never, you know, it's never wrong to embrace new traditions or to maybe put some on the shelf for a year.
Yeah.
You can always bring them back.
It's a great note. It's a great note. We will take our final time out of the hour, come back, wrap up the show, morning show at WFHR. Welcome back to the show, everybody. Morning show here at WFHR. Melissa and James hanging out with you. A little bit of Chuck to play us in. Mm-hmm. Hope you're having a good one out there. We're going to wrap up getting into our schedule and some good stories of the day. And on Friday's edition of the show, Melissa and I get back together. We'll get into this whole adults and their favorite dinosaur and everything. We'll dive into that one.
Good. I have some time to research mine.
Yes. Yeah. We're not going to let that one go. We'll get into that in just a little bit. We're looking forward to it.
And how many of them coincide with The Land Before Time?
Yes. That's a you know what it was? So when I was little and we were first learning about dinosaurs, Stegosaurus was the only one I felt confident saying, so it became kind of my favorite.
Right, because it was more complicated than T-Rex.
Right, yeah, of course, yeah. Why did I just go with, oh, it was right there.
But you can't go with that one. Everybody says that one.
It's true. It's very true. There was a we'd like to cover a lot of Guinness records around here. Sometime this week, we'll be getting into the Candy Cane Guinness World Records. Got an interesting list there of those. But a gathering of angels in the Philippines broke a world record.
Really?
A municipality in the Philippines broke the Guinness World Record by gathering more than 2,000 people dressed as angels. The town of San Rafael Bulacana announced its event at the Victory Coliseum was attended by a Guinness World Record adjudicator who confirmed the record for the largest gathering of people dressed as angels had officially been broken.
Wow.
The previous record of 1,275 was set in Winnipeg, Canada back in 2015. Kind of interesting.
It is interesting. I didn't know that this was a thing.
I think that we have something here where we have like the largest gathering of people dressed up as cowboys or you know, something like that. I'm still thinking like I'm covering these stories and trying to bring them to you all and give you the
James, no, I have the answer. Cranberries.
Yes. Yeah. Wait. Yes. That's it.
Next year for the Cranberry Blossom Parade, we just need to have so many people dressed up as cranberries that we win a Guinness Book of World Records.
This is it. This is the one, Melissa. I'm shaking. I'm so excited about this idea. That's such a good idea.
Well, we just need to talk with the our Visitor and Convention Bureau and we get on this.
Oh,
we can make it happen.
We're making this happen. I'm working on this one, everybody. I am not letting this one go.
New band uniforms for our marching bands. Mm-hmm. Cranberries, yeah. all the way,
completely.
Kids won't care, you know. They'd love to dress up as a cranberry.
I think they'll enjoy it. Yeah.
Right.
Imagine the poor.
I just tanked our idea. Sorry.
The tuba player dressed up as a big bear. That's rough. That ain't right. I didn't know we were going to have a that ain't right story today. We got one in. We do have a good story of the day for you going on throughout the whole day and all week long. Our statewide Civic Media Grown Up Gift List Text to Win contest is going strong.
Mm-hmm. You're going to hear those words at what times, James?
11, 1, and 4 today.
And then you get to text that word in with our Civic Media free app. Text in on while you're listening to our station, preferably, because then we get credit for it.
Mm-hmm.
And then you will be entered to win one of all of those wonderful prizes that are available each one of those hours, and entered to win the one of 8 grand prizes.
That is a really, really cool thing to be able to take in everybody and all these great gift options and everything, or abilities. We encourage you to be listening and playing along. And thank you so much to everybody who has already downloaded the app and keeps listening and playing. Jane and Greg will have a word for you coming up at 11.
That's right.
Be listening for that. We have got a great lineup for you this afternoon. Be sure to join us. I do want to send a special shout out to Maggie Dawn and the amazing coverage yesterday she did. She is just amazing. Just amazing. Yeah. I appreciate her and her passion and her work so much. Join Maggie from 2 to 4 today. That will lead you into Midday Magazine, where in part one, our good friend Dawn is going to be joining us from the Wisconsin Rapids Parks and Rec Department. We're going to be talking about winter and spring programs.
Excellent.
Always fun talking with Dawn. It's been a while. It's going
to
be
and fun to know what we get to do this winter.
Yeah. And in part two, CEO of your United Way of Southwood and Adams Counties, Terry John's going to be with us.
Excellent.
We'll be talking United Way and some great things with our wonderful United Way of Southwood and Adams Counties.
Mm-hmm.
On our sister station tonight at 7:05, we've got Lincoln High School boys basketball hosting Sparta. This is Sparta. Mike and Seth going to be on the call for that one. You know it's going to be a good one. Go ahead and root for and cheer on your team tonight at 7:05 on 105.5 WIRI.
That's right. And from 5 to 6, Community Stories Live. We're going to be simulcasting on both stations.
We're so excited about this.
Mm-hmm. WFHR and WIRI. We're going to have stories and poems and songs and your phone calls. We want the kiddos to call up with their Christmas wish lists for Santa, and you can share them live on air.
It's going to be such a blast, everybody. We're going to have a one-stop shop for you, your kids, to be able to give us those items and get them to Santa. Now, you're saying maybe, well, they already filled out a list. They already sent it. Do you know children? Because if they are anything like my little sister, that list has been updated 19,000 times.
We need the most updated list. Mm-hmm. Santa needs to have it. And those elves are ready. They're going to get to working, cracking on those toys, so they're ready in time for Christmas. So make sure you have that number handy at 715-424-2600, or just that one button dialing on the Civic Media app.
We're very excited to be talking with you and the kids tonight. Be listening for that, and this Thursday as well from 5 to 6 as Community Stories goes live with our
very first time.
Yeah, Santa's Elf on the call. It's going to be a fun time, everybody.
It will be fun. I'm looking forward to it.
Do want to send a special shout out to our sponsors for this event. We've got some wonderful local businesses getting behind this one. Gary's Coins, Wisconsin Rapids Elks Lodge number 693, Pro Seamless of Wisconsin, El Cafe, Edward Jones of Wisconsin Rapids. We appreciate all of you so very much getting behind this with us.
Absolutely. We sure do.
We got some great stuff going on in our community today as well. And just in about an hour, you can check out the new jail at the ribbon cutting going on.
Yeah, that's happening on the third floor boardroom, the Wood County boardroom there at the new jail. And they'll do the ribbon cutting. They'll have an open house and refreshments to follow.
Be sure to check that out, everybody. They're at 400 Market Street in Wisconsin Rapids. This is open to the public. The ribbon cutting will begin at 11. Head on over there. Keep in mind, parking will be available in the lot north of Baker Street. I want to remind everybody that tonight our Rams concert is going to be taking place. 6th grade band concert at Rams, happening at 6.
That's right. You don't want to miss that. These kids have worked really hard to get ready for Christmas and to entertain you, get you really in the Christmas spirit.
Yeah, a great way to support kids and have a good time as well. We encourage you to do that, everybody. Check out this great event again. The Rams 6th grade band concert happening at 6 tonight over at Rams.
6 at 6.
Good story of the day here for you. A woman in Pennsylvania named Margaret just turned 110 years old.
Oh, my.
And she said, she credits God, good genes, and beer.
Of course.
Yuling is the beer of her choice. It's America's oldest beer, which is a little fitting. Every one of these stories seems to involve that at some point or another, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does. And more power to them.
Yeah. Not my thing, but more power to it. And we're very happy to be celebrating her and celebrating 110.
Also, yeah, whatever worked. For her, that's great.
Exactly. Yeah, to each
she
their own.
She made it to 110.
A company called Kick Health surprised a bunch of employees with a much-needed hug. They posted a video where they interview them and ask about a loved one they haven't seen, been able to spend the holidays with for a while. Then the person walks through the door.
Oh, my.
That's beautiful.
That is. Those get you.
Yeah.
Right in the feels.
Oh, it's a beautiful one. Check that out, everybody. That's great. And be sure to call in tonight for the Elf Call Center. We're looking forward to it.
From 5 to 6. We'll hear from you then.
We are going to have so much fun with that. You're going to be using the Civic Media app throughout the day today to get in on this Text to Win contest and everything. Mm-hmm. So just have that app
handy. Have it handy.
Great show today, Mel.
Yeah, you too, James.
Have a good day, everybody. Be good to each other out there.
This is locally grown radio. WFHR 1320 AM, W248 DE Wisconsin Rapids. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.